Welcome to the Katie Bulmer Cook Podcast Show. Fitness, workouts, nutrition, business, interviews, entrepreneurship, and of course, plenty of northern banter. Here she is, your host, Katie Bulmer Cook.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Katie Bulmer Cook podcast. I hope you've enjoyed all the episodes that you've heard previously, and it's been great to hear from you on Twitter. Love hearing your feedback, love hearing your questions as well, so keep those coming on Twitter at KatieBulmer1. Very, very special guest for you today, my BBF, my best friend forever, the one, the only, Kelly Rennie. Hi Kelly!
Hey, how's it going? Excited to be here.
I'm very excited to have you on. Me and Kelly can only talk at certain times of the day because Kelly lives in Australia and I live in Sunderland, and so we're very lucky to get some time to do this.
Yeah, no, it's. I'm not even actually going to attempt to do your accent because I've been told that I'm very poor at it. But yeah, no, excited. So what is it? It's evening here and morning over there.
Yeah, morning here and evening for you. And I told a few people that I was going to have you on the podcast, and I've got some questions for you. Now, I see this question on your Facebook page, on your Instagram. I see people ask you this all the time. How do you do it? Tell the listeners how you stay in shape and manage having two very small children. Well, Eden's still just a tiny baby, and Vea's a toddler. So come on, tell the world, what's your secret?
So is this when I tell everyone I live off dark chocolate and red wine?
If that's your secret, that's your secret.
Hey, no, look, you know, the honest truth is that, you know, I pretty much stick to my nutrition. Being a mum of two, under two, has been a massive eye-opener, and it's really been about balancing my stress levels. I did follow the Fit Mummy Manual program post both babies, and I definitely can highly recommend, obviously not because it's our products, but focusing, you know, from day one post baby to, you know, healing from the inside out. And that includes, you know, managing your stress levels and trying to get sleep, which is a bit unheard of when you've had children. But nutrition is a big one for me. You know, I do live a paleo-influenced diet, so maybe that is my secret. You know, I don't eat bread, I don't eat pasta. You know, I still love my complex carbs, but they are limited. I do have a very high-fat diet, so, you know, lots of organic grass-fed butter and coconut oil. You know, and I still love my treats, you know. I think there's been, you know, one too many post-baby with Eden. But I think because I'm running around after two children now, you know, I think my metabolism is kicked in again, and I seem to be, you know, probably not very far away from where I was just before I had Eden. But yeah, once again, it's just about managing life, and I think I listen to my body a lot more now, and you know, rest comes before exercise at the moment, because that's just what I'm prioritizing. And I'm sure, you know, you as a mum, Katie, can agree, you know, in the early days how hard it is. So, you know, I think having a balance and so forth has helped me get the results and helped me get my body back faster, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I'd 100% agree with that, because it's hard, you can't throw yourself. Well, physiologically, you can't throw yourself back into what you used to do before, that would be wrong. But in terms of your energy levels, like when people say they're tired, that is no comparison to tiredness after you've had a baby, is it?
No. No, and look, I remember before I had kids, I was an athlete, I was training three times a day, sleep to me was major, and I remember before I had kids, you know, having a conversation with my partner saying, you know, there's no way that I can deal with life without having my, you know, 8 hours sleep. I was a typical 9 o'clock, you know, get up in the six in the morning, train, it would be a solid sleep, and I was actually, you know, I was, you know, people say, you know, you get lack of sleep and stuff. But, you know, with my first child, Vaya, I didn't get my first full night's sleep till 13 months. And then we decided to go and have another baby. And then, you know, and now I'm still probably up 2-3 times a night. But I think the biggest thing is acceptance, you know, accepting that, you know, life in the first few years of having kids is going to be like this, and keeping your health at the forefront of days. It's very easy to deal with stress and emotional eating. You know, people turn to emotional eating because of the stress that they're going through. And I think the key is to recognize that and turn to other options. And effective exercise. You know, I haven't worked out for longer than 25 minutes for the last probably year and a half. I do short bursts of exercise. I use, you know, heavier weights. But just, yeah, you know, if it's a 5-minute workout, it's a 5-minute workout. Hey, if I can do a 25-minute workout, I will. But sometimes that just doesn't happen. So, you know, it's all about, you know, listening to your body, doing what you can, and resting when you can. And, you know, I've got kids now, so they need a lot of my time. I think that's my secret, Katie. You know, I'm sure I get this asked all the time, but, you know, there's no more secret than, you know, what I've been telling you then, because that's the truth. Apart from, I do love dark chocolate, but that comes in the weekends, and that's my treat. You know, I'm not a pizza fan. I'm not a big dessert fan, an ice cream fan, but, you know, I will have a couple of bits of dark chocolate, and, you know, that's my thing, you know. Keeps my waist down and my body looking, you know, back to normal again.
Well, you've just answered my second question, which was, if you're going to have a treat, what is it? And it's dark chocolate. There you go, everyone. That's the secret.
It is. You know, obviously, normal chocolate's quite high in sugar, and I've found a love in dark chocolate since having kids, and, you know, it's something that I enjoy. And, you know, I'm not a coffee drinker. I like my herbal teas and stuff like that, but I suppose if I was going out, my, you know, favourite food of choice would be a burger, but what I generally get them to do is take the bread off the bun, and I usually have the inside of the burger, so that's, I suppose, a bit of a secret for me.
Yeah.
I love burgers, so, yeah, that would be, like, my number one going out food to have.
There you go, everyone, you heard here first. Kelly Rennie loves burgers. Cool. Okay, so let's talk a little bit now about fitness modelling. And I think, and I'm sure you'd agree with this, that there's been a real change in what people want to achieve now. A lot of people before, maybe going back 2 years ago, they wanted to be skinny, they wanted to be stick thin. And I think there's a big surge now of people moving away from that. So many people want to be fit chicks, and loads of people here now want to get into fitness modelling. So you've been there, you've done it. What would you say would be your best bits of advice to anybody that wanted to get into fitness modelling?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're right. It's insane. I mean, you know, you look on every social media and, you know, account, Instagram, Twitter, wherever it is, you know, 4 years, well, when was it, 5 years ago when I first, you know, made a name for myself and started, you know, fitness modelling, you know, there weren't too many about. But, yeah, now there's just loads. And, look, you know, the only advice I can say is if you want to stand out, be different. And also don't be like, you know, you don't have to be like the next fitness model. People like authenticity. They like, you know, people, you know, who have different values, you know, and that's what you need. That's how you need to stand out if you are wanting to become one. It's not all about the body, okay? People like you, people like to follow you because of your story, where you've come from. And I think a lot of fitness models think that it's all about the body. And I tell you what, you know, to keep that body's hard all year round, a lot of the fitness models generally take the photos around the competition time when their bodies are looking great. And that's why, you know, years ago I made it my story or my life, or is to focus on health, because when you find health, you find your body. And it's not about being ripped 24/7, because that's not reality for 90% of the people out there. So, you know, bear that in mind, you know, if you are trying to be a fitness model, you know, what I would do is I would first work out who you are, and maybe, you know, it's not about what everyone else is doing or what, you know, Instagram pose or, you know, how many, you know, how many abs or muscles you've got. It's about you and your niche. You know, find out what your niche is, you know, and tell the world about it. You know, you attract sponsors better that way, you attract more followers that way, and people will like you for your authenticity. It's really important.
So I know loads of people, Kelly, who have like started out saying, I'm gonna get into fitness model, I'm gonna do it, and then it doesn't happen. And it's not because they're not capable of it. To be honest, I'm not sure why it doesn't happen. Why do you think, what are the things that make people fall by the wayside when they've set this massive goal of getting into fitness modelling or bodybuilding and competing? What is it that makes them fall off the wayside and not get there in the end?
I think it's because it's a false sense. You know, a lot of people think that the whole fitness model thing is, you know, there's lots of glamour behind it and so forth. But, you know, in the end, a lot of them are reaching the whole fitness model thing because they probably generally just want to look like a fitness model. Mm-hmm. You know, to get your name into the industry, it's a lot of hard work. You know, I spent years networking, you know, a lot of, you know, photography, a lot of, you know, fitness shoots. You know, I went out of my way to put myself out there. You know, social media is one thing. Understanding how to promote yourself in social media is really important. And a lot of people don't do it. A lot of people think, oh, you know, I'll just take a picture of my food and I'll put it on and then I'm a fitness model. Or I'll put a positive quote up and it's about being a fitness model. People follow you because, as I said before, because of your story and the reason why you're different. And the people who will stand out because of that are those people. So I think, you know, when people realise it's more work than just a body, mm-hmm. I think that's generally what puts them off. And I know how hard I've worked over the last 5 years to have that name. Or, you know, I don't even really consider myself a fitness model. I consider myself, you know, someone in the industry who has a passion for helping people. And, you know, along the way, you know, I did get known for, you know, my photos, being in magazines, being online. But, yeah, there's a lot of hard work behind it. And maybe people don't realise that now.
I think that's really good advice because I know, like, how hard you've worked. You've told me all of the things you've done, and I think it's so true that it's not, excuse me, it's not just about getting in amazing shape. There's a lot of background work goes into it.
And you have to do a lot of things for free. You know, the fitness industry, I think people think, oh, you know, I'll become a fitness model and get paid for it. You know, the truth is there's not many people in the UK who get paid for being a fitness model. And if they do, it's not a lot. You know, the money comes from, you know, other avenues, maybe, you know, bigger sponsorship, maybe magazine deals, which, you know, aren't heard of really. Or then, you know, bringing out your own online programs, or, you know, if you are a personal trainer doing stuff like that, you know, unless you're, you know, a big sponsor by a massive international company, you know that. But that, once again, there's lots of hard work to go there, you know, before. And there are key things that you can do to get there faster, you know, and I've definitely spent 5 years of knowing those tracks. But once you're in there and once you know that the hard work does pay off, you've just got to do it. And as long as you're willing to do that and go past the taking pictures of your food and positive, you know, affirmations on your profile, then you'll get there.
Yeah, good advice. Next question's a bit random, Kelly, because I get asked this all the time, so I want to hear your answer to the question. You probably get asked it all the time as well. What do you have for your breakfast?
Well, I have the same thing every day because it's convenient. But basically every day I have my own little power shake. So I have a banana, I have some berries, I might chuck in some greens powder, some maca powder. What else do I put in? Depending if I'm training or not, I might put some glutamine in there and some protein powder. I do have a natural protein powder usually because I am feeding, and it's usually like a chocolate pea protein, and some almond milk and some water. And I have that every morning because most of the time I'm running around, it takes me about 2 seconds to make, and it fills me up. And I try and mix around the, you know, the nutrients, you know, inside. Sometimes I might put some more healthy fats, half an avocado in, some nuts, whatever is there, I'll basically just chuck it in, mix it together and have. And that seems to be, you know, the best thing for me right now, balancing my hormones, giving me energy, and starting me off the day, you know, really well. I mean, maybe if I was training, I'd swap that over to more of a lean protein. Yeah. But at the moment, my body seems to be coming back pretty much to its normal state after two kids in 2 years. So whatever I'm doing it right.
Now, you mentioned in talking about the power shake there, about supplements, some things that you put in your shake. What would you say your top three supplements that you take on a regular basis, or you advise your clients that do your online programs to take?
Look, I always say supplements are optional, but I truly, truly believe that they will help you, you know, support your training, support your health. So I'm a big advocate of it. It's always good that you do your own research, but, you know, things that are total staples and I can swear by them are things like a high quality omega oil. You know, helps with inflammation, helps with, you know, with pregnancy, helps with everything you can imagine. Look, a probiotic. Going back to basics, aiding your digestion, your tummy, you know, all the good, putting all that good bacteria in, especially if you're feeding mummy. And then if we're just sticking to those kind of things, also magnesium. I take magnesium on a daily basis. That's just to help my lower my cortisol levels. Vitamin C. I know I'm going over three, but these are the things that I think that will really help. And just like a really healthy protein powder. You know, I'm very much into staying away from processed sweeteners and so forth. And yeah, I just try and stick to a natural protein powder.
Cool. Next question. Me and you both know how hard it is, how hard it can be to get back in shape after you've had a baby. Like, it's not easy. And I'd like to also draw on your experience when it came to when you were training for bodybuilding competitions and when you were really at that absolute peak of your competitive body. Mindset-wise, what's your secret to staying on track when it comes to what's going on in your head?
Oh, God. You know what? Whenever I started, you know, taking myself to that next level, it was more so the fact that I keep thinking, if they can do it, so can I. And it really was as simple as that. I just think, you know, I remember starting off, you know, back in 2000 and, I can't even remember, 2007, 2008. And I'd, you know, be flicking through the magazines and I'd see people and I'd just think, you know, how do they do it? You know, surely there's a way of doing it. You know, and luckily I had an amazing trainer, John, and I was surrounded by great support from my partner, you know, who believed in me, you know, but the one person that has to is the most important is yourself, and you have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, you'll never achieve it. You know, I did a lot of, you know, I vision myself up on stage. I vision myself, you know, with success, and, you know, that's something that I do carry on a daily life now. Although, you know, the work is hard, you know, I still work 24/7, even with kids, but I have a vision and I can see myself there, and it's and you know, no matter what it takes, I'll get there. But, yeah, I think it's having that mindset, but just knowing that if other people can do it, there's no reason why I can't. And with regards to the training, yeah, the training was hard, and it took a lot of dedication. But, you know, once you see those changes happening, you know, you just want to keep reaching for it. And that's what basically kept me going was this change in my body. I mean, I used to be like a size 15 with a big ass when I was like 20. And if someone had told me, you know, 7 years later I would be on stage in a bikini, I would have laughed my head off, you know. So now I can say, you know, if I can do it, you can do it. And that's something that, I train my clients with, you know, I try and motivate them with, because I wasn't that person. I've never, you know, always been a fitness model. I've never always been in shape. This is something that I had to reach out and achieve. And luckily now I can, you know, I use these tools on a daily basis to keep my body and to motivate others and my clients.
So just to sum that up, you think it's important to have good self-belief, a good support network, and imagine yourself achieving that success, like believe anything's possible, yeah?
Absolutely. You have to, because if you don't have that mindset, you're not going to achieve it. And the road isn't easy. You know, you're going to have many curveballs, but it's about surrounding yourself with the right support, maybe the right coaches. But just knowing that there's always going to be a way, and you don't make mistakes, they're just learning curves. And at the time, although you think that, you know, the worst thing in the world to happen, you will look back sooner rather than later and know, right, okay, well, I know why that happened now, because it made me go this way and I'm 10 times better than I was before.
Now, I think we need to delve a little bit deeper into the old Kelly, shall we call it, because I don't think as many people know that you haven't always been a fitness model. I think other people who see you always think Kelly's always been like this. She's always had abs. She's always had amazing muscles.
No.
But I don't think you realise that there's not many people know how you were before. Like, I've seen you before and after picture, I know. So give us a little bit more in-depth information, like what size clothes were you wearing, what were you doing with your life, were you working out, what were you eating?
Look, when I was 19 and 20, I played rugby, okay, I played full contact rugby for 5 years, and in New Zealand, you know, they were big drinkers, you know, so, you know, we'd play rugby, we'd go for a drink, you know, and I pretty much probably had McDonald's like 4 or 5 times a week, you know, and I saw nothing wrong in what I was doing. The only thing wrong that was happening was my backside was growing at a pace. So I was quite depressed, you know, in my early 20s, you know, I really didn't like my body shape. I found it very hard. I was always smaller on my top half and my bottom half, and I knew I needed to do something about it, you know. And, yeah, I mean, I remember having to go into stores and trying size 14 pants on, and they wouldn't fit. And, you know, and that's quite hard for a teenager. But, you know, I then went the other way. I dropped, you know, loads of weight, and I did it all the wrong ways. But, you know, that's the reason why I'm so passionate about what I do, is because, you know, I've earned my body, but, you know, now I'm able to live a life in control and be content. I think the thing is every woman out there wants to be content. You know, I don't want to count calories. I don't want to count macros for the rest of my life, you know, and I'm not going to, but I do live with principles that can help me keep my body and going forward. I was unhealthy, you know. Although I was still probably fit, you know, playing a rugby game every week, my insides were crying, and I suffered from headaches. So I remember for years I'd always carry around like Panadol with me or something like that, and as soon as I cleaned out my diet, you know, I mean, I used to live on Diet Coke and things that now, if someone put that in front of me, oh, I don't know, I'd just probably cry. But, you know, you live and learn. And once again, things like this drive your passion. And I can resonate with people who are in that state. But, look, if you are out there listening and you are, trust me, it's so much on the other side. You know, and it's worth cleaning up because, you know, in the end, I'll be adding 10 years onto life. I won't be taking away 10 years.
Kelly, what do you think? Like, you've been around fitness for a long time now. You've done lots of different things. What are your predictions for the fitness industry for the next 12 months?
Holy moly. I don't know. I'm sort of on a... I don't know. It's very hard because I can see so many different people coming into social media and so forth, you know, who want to be seen, who want to be fitness models. And I don't know whether it's just getting a bit too much. You know, you go from one page to another and they're still doing the same thing. I think, you know, people should get excited because there'll be new and exciting things coming out. But I just hope that people can be different, okay? You know, it's not about numbers. You know, I think a lot of people who are in fitness, you know, who are on social media or who are aiming, you know, it's all about getting, you know, 100,000 likes, you know, to each page. But that's not what it's about. It's about having real people follow you, follow your journey. But then, I mean, I suppose I'm talking from a fitness model point of view, but, you know, the general fitness industry, it's pretty exciting. There seems to be, you know, new things coming out every few months. And hopefully I can be a part of more of this to come. But, yeah, were you meaning more of the fitness model side or...?
Anything, really. Any new trends that you see emerging? Do you think we're going to continue to see more new brands coming onto the market? Do you think we're going to see new exciting classes, different training techniques?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, now's the time, you know, over the next year. I think people are wanting more classes. People are wanting to do different kinds of things. You know, it's like one thing, you know, one minute people are doing hot yoga, the next minute they're doing a dance class. And I think it's pretty exciting. I think, you know, now's the time where people are, you know, coming up with new types of, programs, workouts. You know, I don't know. To be honest, Katie, I can't keep up with it. Like, every day there's something different. But, you know, my only advice is to follow what you love, you know, in the end. And you've got to do what you love. You know, and that's the most important thing to you, you know. Well, I know to me anyway. But yeah, I think yeah, there's just so much coming out. I just haven't even been able to think about it.
Kelly, thank you so much for coming on the podcast
and sharing your
secrets. Now we all know you love burgers. If people want to find out more about you, if they want to find out what you do, what you post, etc., where can they do that?
Okay, cool. Well, I mainly run off my Facebook, which is Kelly Rennie Fitness Model, my Instagram account, Kelly Rennie Fit, or Twitter, Kelly Rennie, or my website, kellyrennie.com, anything with Kelly Rennie in it. Yeah, definitely contact me, search me. You know, if you've got any questions, don't hesitate to ask, especially if you're wanting to get into, you know, the fitness model industry. I can definitely, you know, guide you guys on that.
Cool. And if there's been any mums listening as well, make sure you check out mine and Kelly's website, thefitmummymanual.com.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Kelly, thank you very much. And guys who've been listening, please feel free to tweet at Katie Bulmer 1 and give me some feedback. Let us know what you thought of the podcast and any questions that you want answering in future episodes. Have a great day, everyone. See you soon.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Katie Bulmer Cook Podcast Show. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and have a great day.